You didn't come in with any future. You came in with nothing.
Their rough start.
I have been supporting him our whole marriage up until then.
Needed a jump start.
And then what happened?
And we had sold the car.
But
who paid for the car?
My parents did.
Was it highway robbery?
It's in his name.
It's not, wasn't in his name. It was in her name, too.
It was in both their names.
Correct.
Whose name wasn't it in?
Mine.
Yours.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Steve and Jane Morrell are suing their ex-son-in-law, 22-year-old Michael Fleming, for a loan to attend trucking school.
Order. All rise. Yeah, it's case number 184 on the calendar, the matter of Morrell versus Fleming.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. and Mrs. Morrell, I assume this is your daughter, and she used to be married to him.
Yes, Your Honor.
They were divorced sometime this year. It is your claim that a couple of years ago, because Mr. Fleming had no source of income and wasn't working, you agreed to make a loan to him for a student loan so that he could go to a truck driving school. It is your claim that he agreed that he would pay back the student loan when he began working. Well, he and your daughter separated. I don't know if he's working now in the trucking business, but Mr. Fleming has two defenses. They're not necessarily consistent defenses. He says, one, that the loan that you made to him was a gift, and it was sort of to ensure that he would have a way of helping to support your daughter and a family. That was one. And second, he says that your wife sold a car that was their car and used that money to pay off the student loan, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Mr. Fleming, let me start with you then. When did you start trucking school?
About 2 years ago, back in 2009, towards the...
Well, 2 years ago would be in 2010. 3 years ago is 2009.
It was close to 2009, 2010. I'm not sure the exact date.
I didn't ask you for the exact date, sir. I just asked you when you started trucking school.
3 years ago.
What do you do for a living?
I truck drive.
And in order to drive a truck, did you have to go to school?
You don't have to, no. But I did for the certificates to get the experience.
And you were able to do that because of Mr. and Mrs. Morrell?
Yeah.
Yes would be the answer.
Yes.
So, first, we don't know when we started. I think you started in 2010. Would that be correct?
November 2010 is when the loan was signed for.
The loan was taken out from where?
Through a loan company. It worked through the school, a rental installment contract.
I'd like to take a look at it, please. And I'd like you to tell me, Mr. Morrell, how it came about that you and your wife signed for this loan.
He was living with us at the time. Him and my daughter were unable to support themselves. He had not had a job pretty much for the entire time that they were married.
Well, actually, you're not on this. I see Jane Morrell. Did you sign this?
No, ma'am.
You signed it.
I signed it.
You signed it, and you signed it.
Yes, ma'am, Your Honor.
Oh, that's interesting. Stand up with your parents. Did you sign it?
Yes, I did.
Great. So you and your wife signed it?
That's correct.
And your mother-in-law?
Yep.
Now I'll hear you.
He went and applied at the school, and he was going to get the loan for himself, but he couldn't. And Michelle signed, but they still couldn't get the loan. So he asked me, because I have good credit, if I would sign the loan. I thought about it. I said, this is not my loan. This is your loan. You have to pay it.
Yeah, well, he and your daughter signed it as a couple.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. What?
Actually, he went to go for himself, and I told...
That's just what your mother said.
Yeah, and I told him that I would sign for it if he paid for it, because I have been supporting him our whole marriage up until then. And that was the agreement, and it still didn't work. So that's why we needed my mother.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
So we made the agreement. He was going to pay it. He was going to go work for them for a year, and they would pay the school loan. So I called the school, and that's what it was. They were going to guarantee him a job. He was going to work for them for a year. I didn't have to worry about it. I didn't have to pay a penny. And I said, okay.
Well, you have to be careful of school, but you did have to pay a penny.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Now, did you make any payments towards this loan?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yes, I did.
When?
Yes.
When?
When I was working through Midwest Fiber, I've paid like 2 or 3 payments, and then I couldn't afford it from there because my license had gotten suspended for truck driving, so I couldn't go through the school. Well, me and Michelle was getting further and further behind, so we had sold the 2007 Eclipse, and we had finished.
Okay, now, let's go slowly. So you were paying on the loan, but then you couldn't.
That's correct.
And then what happened?
Then we had sold the 2007 Eclipse car.
Who sold it?
Michelle and I, to her younger sister.
Where did you get the car?
It was her car. Her dad was her co-signer, and it was her car.
So she sold her car, and?
We had paid the student loan off, our wedding ring bills, and we had gotten an apartment.
Just a second. You paid the entire student loan off?
Yes, we did.
With the money that you got from the Eclipse?
That's correct.
Okay. How much did you get for the Eclipse?
$10,000.
And then what did you use for transportation?
We had another car.
What kind of car?
It was Malibu.
When was the student loan paid off?
I believe it was November of last year.
Okay, so then you and your wife took charge of your finances. You decided to sell the car, pay off your student loan.
Our wedding ring bills.
Your wedding ring bills.
And we got an apartment.
Okay, and you got an apartment.
Yes.
Was it you or your wife that wrote the check to pay off the student loan?
It was neither. Her parents took care of our finances. They had all the money. They were in control of everything.
Well, explain how that worked. I want you to explain to me the sale of the car.
It was in her dad's name, so they, it was, he was the co-signer of it.
Just a second. It was in her dad's name.
He was the co-signer of it. It was in her name.
Your Honor, I was the co-signer. He was the owner.
Who paid for the car?
My parents did.
Has nothing to do with you.
Your Honor, I still own the car.
Shh. Has nothing to do with you. I mean, you aren't that terrific. Men don't come with a dowry.
All right.
Her car. Her father's car. So if they sold the car in order to pay off your debt because you were getting far behind, that doesn't relieve you of the debt, Mr. Fleming. That just gets the people off your back. Why do you think it's funny?
Because it's wrong.
What's wrong?
We was still, that was our car. We was married. I was married into it. Still 50% our car.
No, it's not 50% your car if it's in his name.
It's not. Wasn't in his name. It was in her name, too.
It was in both their names.
Correct.
Whose name wasn't it in?
Mine.
Yours wasn't in your name.
All right.
And as I said, you didn't bring that much into this whole game to come in with a dowry, sir.
Nope.
You didn't come in with a job. You didn't come in with any money. You didn't come in with any future. You came in with nothing.
I was self-employed. I still had a job.
Then why did you give up that job to go to trucking school?
Because she threatened to divorce me if I didn't make more money. So they left
me. What kind of a job did you have?
I was doing construction.
You were doing construction
in
what year?
All 3 years that we were together. From 09 to 11, 12 when I started.
So you were doing construction and making good money?
Not good, but good enough.
Well, tell me. You filed tax returns. How much did you file that you earned in 2010?
I ain't filed my tax returns.
Why not? If you earned good money, according to you.
I didn't say it was good money.
Well, if it wasn't.
That's why I had to go to school.
Ah, there you go.
But they.
So you came in with nothing?
No, it wasn't nothing.
Well, what did you come in with? I just want to know what you came in with.
I don't know exactly what I come with. I don't know. I was making good enough money to where.
You owe him for the loan. You're working as a trucker.
No, I don't know him.
Well, you know, you say yes, I say no. And
that's all right.
Let me explain something to you. I went to 7 years of undergraduate and graduate school with a couple of years beyond that.
And?
You went to trucking school.
Yes, I did.
You stick to what you know. I don't drive a truck. Don't stick to the law. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
We weren't forced.
It is controlled.
If he didn't want to marry me?
He controlled since we've gotten together, since we was married.
He should have just said so and...
We was forced to be married because of them.
We wouldn't have gotten married.
Her dad's never liked me.
Felt like that he...
We've never got along.
Just was kicking us in the backside and laughing the whole time.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Morgan versus Olivacci. Step forward.
21-year-old Ramona Morgan is suing her brother, 22-year-old Rashim Olivacci, for unpaid rent and bills and for damaging her car when he ran over a curb.
Miss Morgan, this is your brother.
Yes, ma'am.
When did he come to live with you?
In August 2011.
Why?
He asked me for a place to stay. He told me that he was homeless and he didn't have anywhere to go. And I said that that would be fine.
When he came to live with you, where was he working?
He was not working.
When did he start working?
About a month after he moved in, he got a job at Burlington's, and he did not keep that job for longer than 2 months.
Did he work there full-time or part-time?
Part-time.
How much part-time?
About 20 hours a week. He worked about 3 or 4 days every week.
And how much was he making there?
He was making, I believe, $7.50 an hour.
I'm asking you all these questions, Ms. Morgan, because what I didn't understand about your complaint was you say when your brother moved in with you, he agreed to find a job and pay me $800 a month.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how did you expect him to pay you $800 a month rent if he came to you homeless and not working and didn't get a job until 2 months later where he was working for $7.50 an hour for 20 hours a week? How did you expect him to pay $800 a month?
Well, when he first came to live with me, he told me that he had already been talking to a few people about work, so I was under the impression that he would have had a job a lot earlier on.
But he came to you because he had no place to go, and according to you, he was homeless.
Yes, ma'am.
And he wasn't working, and he didn't work the first month, and he didn't work the second month, and for all intents and purposes, he didn't work month after that or a month after that, because if you're making $7.50 an hour and you're working 20 hours a week, if he pays for his own incidentals, he doesn't have money left for $800 a month for you.
I agree, but on the other hand, he is a smart, strong young man. He wasn't putting in the effort to get a job like he should have been.
Absolutely correct. I don't disagree with you. The question is, did you have any reasonable expectation, or should I believe the fact that you said to him, you're going to come to live here and start to pay me $800 a month rent? Who do you live with?
I live by myself.
Do you live by yourself now?
Yes, ma'am.
And you lived by yourself before he came?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you weren't evicting somebody so that he could come to pay half the rent.
Right.
You intend to remain living by yourself until you find somebody that you really like, maybe, which is really very smart of you. I like people who live by themselves. It shows, you know, that they have, in my judgment, good judgment.
Thank you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How much did the government give you for a non-degree altogether?
I want to say $12,000.
$12,000. Keep giving out $12,000 for online classes that get dropped, and we're going to have a deficit into the next millennium.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Ramona Morgan says her brother, Rasheem Alavache, owes for rent, bills, and for damaging her car when he ran over a curb.
Now, how long did he stay with you?
Approximately 6 months.
Okay. And he did, in fact, give you, according to him, $900 after he moved out because you were bugging him.
Yes, ma'am.
So you gave her $900?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Now, there was something in your answer that I didn't quite appreciate or understand. You got a refund check from what?
From going to school, college.
That's what I want to explore with you, sir. You stopped working. You decided to go, according to you, to an online school.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that the school that gave you a refund?
It is.
Well, I would like you to explain that to me. I'm always interested in trying to figure this out. How much did you pay them?
Well, I was getting, like, financial aid that I was getting, so they gave me a refund check back just to help with expenses.
And this is for going to school on your computer?
Yes.
Who were you getting financial aid from?
I don't know. I guess the government does financial aid.
Well, I don't know. You have to fill out the forms.
I believe Sallie Mae is involved in part of the... Well, that was my grant. I'm not completely sure the company.
What do you mean, Sallie Mae, that was part of your grant?
That was part of my loan, but the financial aid itself goes through... I think you go to, like, FAFSA.
How much did you get?
I got about $3,100. That was my refund.
And what did you do with that refund?
Well, when I got the refund, I decided that I was going to leave Daytona because I didn't want to be there anymore, and I figured that I was a burden on my sister, so I just left and went back to Atlanta in January.
And who did you move in with in Atlanta?
Just a friend of mine who said I could stay there. At the time, we had like four people living in the same apartment, and now it's just me and one roommate. So I just kind of went up there. And
what are you doing now?
Now I'm a customer service rep, like data entry in customer service.
What about your school?
I am not in school anymore.
So after you got the money, you decided to drop out?
I was in it after I moved for another semester, or not a semester, but another two classes. I did drop out after I got my job. It was like I was working.
How much did the government give you for a non-degree altogether?
They gave me, I want to say $12,000, some of it.
$12,000. And how much of this have you started to pay back?
I haven't paid anything yet. You have, I guess, the 6 month grace, so I'm trying to save my money now and make sure that I can make my payments when, when that time comes.
Yeah. Got a big deficit in this country. Keep giving out $12,000 for online classes that get dropped, and we're going to have a deficit into the next millennium.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He came back one day and said that he ran over a curb and the bumper was hanging off.
Her bumper was already messed up. It was a used car when she bought it. Actually,
that's a lie, Your Honor.
I don't believe any of that had to do with me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Ramona Morgan says her brother, Rasheem Olivace, owes for rent, bills, and for damaging her car when he ran over a curb.
Now, he doesn't have any money to give you, and I don't think you had a reasonable expectation that he was going to pay you $800 a month rent. Now, let's get to the car. You say something here about a damage that he did to your car. So you want to tell me about it?
While he was living with me, I let him drive to work and to the store, wherever he needed to go, he would use my car. And he came back one day and said that he ran over a curb and there was body damage to my car and like the bumper was hanging off. And I also have an estimate of internal damage that he did to the car, and that was for about $400.
That didn't happen. Her car, when I moved there, was already...
So what you're saying is you didn't cause any damage to the car, and you never had that kind of conversation with your sister that you caused any damage to the car.
I didn't. And I think she thought maybe that when things started happening to her car, that it might have been me because I did drive the car. But I know that the car had problems when I
moved there.
You
didn't tell me that you hit a curb? You never said that?
No, I didn't say that. And actually...
That's a lie, Your Honor.
Her bumper and all of that was already messed up. It was a used car when she bought it, so I don't believe any of that had to do with me.
That's a lie.
Do you have a photograph of the bumper of the car?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to take a look at it.
And I also have the estimate.
I can't see this.
It's a little blurry. I'm sorry. I tried to print it out.
No, it's a lot blurry, and I can't see it. When did you purchase the car?
I purchased it in 2010, like November, December.
And the car had 130,000 miles on it?
Yes.
Do you have a not blurry picture?
No, I don't. Not with me.
Did you have it fixed?
No.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, when you gave your sister $900, what did you give her the $900 for?
When I moved out, she had been texting me, calling me, saying that she needed money for what I owed her when I stayed there. I felt like I've helped her out in the past when things have happened with us because we're family. And so...
How have you helped her in the past?
Well, my mother had went to prison in 2008, and I was 18 at the time. So I was working at the time, had a better job, and I was helping out at that time.
Well, tell me.
She actually came to live with me.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
How long did you live with him?
Probably about 6 to 8 months.
Did you pay rent?
No, not at first.
And then?
And then I got a job and I was helping out with rent and bills.
Is that right?
She did get a job and she was helping out once she got her job.
So how long did she live with you that you covered her bills?
I would say 2 to 3 months in the beginning. And then, you know, it was a lot of back and forth. We've lived together several times. So it's kind of like, I felt like it was just like a back and forth thing. And to me...
Well, I do too. I think it's a back and forth thing, and I don't think that you owe her any money. I think that the people that you owe money to are the people that gave you $12,000 in student loans, which is down the sewer, because you decided after you got the money that you didn't want to continue on your computer taking your courses. So if you're going to pay anybody back, you pay Bird back. The case is dismissed. That's all.
Please excuse. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy... Mother can't take any more.
I went to the bank and pulled out $2,600.
After giving her son too much.
I went and pulled out $5,100 and gave it to him.
Judge Judy.
I understand that we've helped out each other in the past.
I guess I could understand her side a little bit.
But at this point, you know, we're adults.
But I would say you're still my sister.
He needs to pay his share. End of story.
So I didn't understand it.
I hope he can understand that I still love him.
We're still family. I think we'll get over this.
I mean, it's nothing personal. I just...
We'll still always be brothers and sisters, you know.
Want what he promised me, which was that he was going to pay half of everything.